Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The case resumes today of a 21-year-old Russian soldier facing the first war crimes trial since Moscow invaded Ukraine. Sergeant Vadim Shishimarin has pleaded guilty to shooting 62-year-old Ukrainian man Alexander Shelipov four times in the head through an open car window. The incident happened in the northeastern Sumy region on the 28th of February, 4 days into the invasion. If convicted, he faces life imprisonment. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by Diana Magne, Moscow correspondent for Sky News. Diana, will you talk to us a little more about the incident, what we know about what happened?
Well, that's a pretty comprehensive summary. But yes, according to the Ukrainian prosecutor general, he was part of a tank regiment and they were fleeing from Ukrainian forces in the Sumy region, which is slightly to the east of Kharkiv. And they had stolen a civilian vehicle and they were driving in that. And going through one of the villages, there was this 62-year-old civilian man walking along the pavement on his telephone. And according to Shishimarin, his commander told him to shoot him. So he did four times with a Kalashnikov, and the man died just a few meters away from his home. So this trial began last Friday. He's 21 years old. He's very young, Shishimarin. And he faces up to 15 years or life imprisonment for this. And it is the first war crimes trial of many.
And people here will have seen the photograph of him in the dock. He's 21, as you say. He looks like a child, practically. But that photograph, that stark image of his victim's widow, his alleged victim's widow, staring at him as he is in the dock. She's in the court too. How is all of this being treated? Is there awareness of it in Russia?
Not really. It's not being played up particularly. It has been reported on. RT, Russia Today, formerly, did an interview with his stepfather. There's been an interview by Medusa, which is one of the independent outlets that has had to flee Russia, with his mother today, which came out today, which is pretty interesting, actually. She didn't even know that there was a war on, she said, because she just doesn't read the newspapers or involve herself with anything to do with politics because she thinks it's all nonsense, she said. And she was quite grateful that videos had emerged from the Ukrainian side of prisoners of war, because it was the only way she knew of her son's fate, the only way she knew that he was actually a prisoner and what was about to happen. And she said that she's been appealing to the authorities and appealing even to Vladimir Putin, she wrote to him. But obviously there's not really very much that they can do. And the Kremlin has admitted to that. The Kremlin said, you know, we don't have a diplomatic presence in Kiev. We have limited information on these trials, and therefore there is little that we can do. But as far as the Kremlin is concerned, you know, Russian troops are not engaged in war crimes. Russian troops do not fire on civilian infrastructure. They do not target civilians. This is the mantra you hear on state TV over and over again and from every official. And so, of course, this kind of trial is not really getting much airplay on Russian airwaves or in their sort of tabloid papers at all.
And in general terms then, as the war continues and stretches into months now, and the sanctions that have been brought to bear on Russia intensify with the sixth round up for discussion at the EU, how is life in Russia?
Well, these sanctions are obviously incredibly tough, but, you know, you're not really feeling them particularly at the moment. A lot of the employees who worked for Western companies who have had to leave Russia are still on paid leave. You know, there's not much activity, for example, in the car market. People just aren't buying new cars, but it's not like things are starting to crumble yet. There's still quite a lot of inventory. There's still a lot of stock. So supermarket shelves are still full, and I think it will still take some time before you start to see a real impact on people's wallets. I mean, inflation is pretty high. But when people talk about the sanctions, they're talking about future concerns rather than the fact that they're really hitting now. Mm-hmm. And they think that they're unjustified. They're being told over and over again that what they're doing in Ukraine is the right thing, that they are saving Ukrainians, their brother nation, from neo-Nazis. and that therefore that is justified, this special military operation, that you're not allowed to call a war here, whereas the sanctions are not. That's the way that really the vast majority of people see it, because it is just easier to fall in with the official narrative than it is to download a VPN, to interrogate what's going on. And there are plenty of people who do that, but really the vast majority of people don't. They may be uneasy about what's happening, but it's just easier to follow the official narrative. And I think on the war crimes side of things, what we're going to see is a sort of new offensive in terms of war crimes trials beginning in Russia too. You know, we've just had all of these fighters, about 1,000 of them, surrender, according to the Russians, and come out of the Azovstal steelworks into Russian custody. And some of them are still in the Donbass, and some of them are probably already here. And the Ukrainians have been talking about the fact that they want to see them exchanged, but that really is not part of the Russian discourse at all. And the Russians are talking about putting them on trial as neo-Nazis, and I think that is the far more likely scenario for these men who've spent all of this war essentially fighting for their lives and for Mariupol, and are now, because of hunger, because of the fact that really there wasn't another way out, they've had to give themselves up to Russian forces and surrender themselves to the fate of Russian justice.
Diana, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Diana Magne, Moscow correspondent for Sky News.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.